Kul Lenin Ablat Gemara. We are up to Dav Kuvav Omer Aleph, it's Gudvach, Matzoi Parsha Shlach. And Shabbat Nevorchim, Tammuz. So we are up to Dav Kuvav Omer Aleph, and the Mishnah stated that Kol HaMekal Klipatun, anybody who ruins something on Shabbos, is potter because the whole Shabbos is to be constructive, like in the Mishkan. And it seems to say, without any exception, all mekalkina potter, regardless of the malacha. Says the Gemara, Toni Rabavu kam Rabbi Yechanan, Rabavu learned a braise before Rabbi Yechanan, kol hamekalkina poturin, all those who are mekalkina potter, chutz mechoyvel ummavir. If you wound somebody, or if you light a fire, both of them are ruining, and yet you are liable on Shabbos. Because it says that if you burn a house down on Shabbos, you don't have to pay because you're going to get killed. So even though it's destructive, these are the only two exceptions, that even though you're mekalkul, you're always chayiv. And Rabavu sounds like in all conditions, whether it's total destruction, these are two unique melachas that mekalkul and mechayiv. Amalei, Sabyechna says, puk toni levra. Don't ever mention this brayse again. Throw it outside. Chayivu lemavir ein mishnah. There's no such thing. All mekalkul na potter. There's no exceptions. And if you're going to argue that this Mishnah, this Braise is real, the Im Talmud Leimer Mishnah, if you want to say that what? If you're going to say that this Mishnah is actually real, sorry, Im Timtzu Leimer Mishnah, if you want to say it's actually real, it's a Mishnah, then I'll tell you, in the case where it's constructive, how? Choyvel, you wounded somebody, but and you extract their blood, you need blood to feed to your dog. So there, it's not kilkul because you need the blood. Or mavir, a fire, but tzadech lafari. You need the ashes. So it's constructive. So in other words, it's the only time that I'll concede that you chayiv, a chayiv, a mavir, if it's constructive. A kilkul, in all malachas, you are potter. So Rabbi Yechon argues with Rabavu. Says the Gemara, have a question about Rabavu. He learns that kilkul is potter everywhere. Except chayiv lamavir, but vanantanan in our very Mishnah we learned kol hamekalkulin and paturin. It says clearly in Mishnah there any kind of kilkul is potter that makes no disclaimers. That means in all malachas, no exceptions. So the Gemara says masnisin Rabbi Yehuda braisa de Rabbi Shimon. The author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and the author at least that line of the Mishnah, and the author of the braisa Rabbi Shimon. What Rabbi Yehuda? What Rabbi Shimon? So Rashi explains he doesn't know where the Rabbi Yehuda is, but he believes that this is the machlekes of malacha she'ein etzich legufa. Rabbi Yehuda said that a malacha she'ein etzich legufa you are chayiv. So therefore, if you're going to extract the blood to feed to your dog, it's a malacha etzich legufa, right? You're not using, you don't need the wound in that person. You're taking the blood for something else. But malacha she'ein etzich legufa is chayiv, and therefore it's constructive. So chayivul is chayiv, where it's constructive. By the same thing by mavir, if you're lighting a fire for the ashes, even though it's a malacha she'ein etzich legufa, nevertheless, you are chayiv because you are constructive. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, but if you are destructive, I don't care what malacha it is, you are always potter. That's the author of our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon holds a malacha she'ein etzich legufa, you are always potter. So therefore, according to him, even chayvel, if you're doing it to get blood for your animals, you'd be potter. I don't care if it's constructive. Or even a fire for ashes. I don't care if it's constructive. It's a malacha she'ein etzich legufa, and you are potter. And therefore, according to Rab Shimon, there must be that even though it must be talking about a normal case of chayvel and maver, and even though it's destructive, which etzich legufa was destructive, he holds that if destructive, you are still chayv. So that's Rab Shimon. My time at Rab Shimon, and what's Rab Shimon's water? It's very simple. Because the Itzakra, now, according to Rab Shimon, if you hold Melocha she'ein tzich legufa is potter, then you can never be chayiv for fire. Not because it's destructive. I don't care destructive or constructive. You never be chayiv because every time you're burning something, let's say to cook. Okay, the purpose of the fire is for something else. So it's always a Melocha she'ein tzich legufa. You don't need it for its own purpose. And therefore, you should be potter every time you light a fire. And how come the Torah has to tell you that, don't light a fire? Every fire is malach tzich legufa. Must be that fire is unique, that even though you mamish mekalkul, you're still chayiv. That's how Rashi learns that Rab Shimon, all the Rishonim argue, including this long taser, but that's how Rashi learns. And I'll prove it to you. I need a special pasuk to tell me you're allowed to circumcise. We learn that on Shabbos you can circumcise. L'chayda circumcision is a kilkul. And even though you're fixing up a little bit, it's a malacha she'ein etzich legufa. So why would I need a pasuk to tell me you're allowed to? Of course you're allowed to. must be that in any other circumstance, the chabura is not allowed. Why? Are you being destructive? It's because he holds that any kilkul by chavola and by havara, you are chayiv. Hachoyva ba'al chayiv. Another proof, the Torah says if you judge up the daughter of a kohen and committed adultery, you have to burn, cook the lead, and then make her swallow it. And I'll do that on Shabbos. Mami knows a proof that mavi ba'al mechayev, generally mavi is chayev, even though it's being, again, it's being mekalkul, is a raya that these two melachas, even though it's mekalkul, is chayev. But Rabbi Yehuda hasam mesakenu. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, those over there are not destructive. I hold that mekalkul, if you're lighting a fire, you mekalkul, you take a potter. If you're wounding somebody, you mekalkul, you potter. What about bris milah? What about havara? It's actually fixing. When you do bris milah, you make this person complete. When you give capital punishment to this woman, she is now having a kapotah, she can go to Gan Eden. So these are positive things. That's called a tikkun. And why doesn't Rav Shimon view that as a tikkun? Because in these things, as Taisa explains, these things, the tikkun takes place after the kilkul. In other words, first you burn you melt that lead, you cook it up, and then you give it to her afterwards. So the tikkun took place afterwards. Same thing, if you wound the person, by bris milah, I guess in a way as well. Yeah, it happens like after you finish the bris, that's when the person is complete. It's also tikkun, just like you're fixing a meal, no different than repairing a keli. You made the person complete. If you're cooking dye, which is in the mishkan, or you're cooking the lead in order to feed her. Shir hamalabin. It says in the Mishnah, what's the shir of laundering? So it says over there, how much material do you have to use to be chayiv? He says there, the width of between your index finger and the thumb and the middle finger, double that. Rabbi Yosef Machre Kofel, he showed double the distance between your index finger and your middle finger. Rabbi Chiya Bar Ami Machve Poshet, he says no, if you take your thumb and your index finger and you just make it like a 45 degree angle, that is exactly double the distance between your index finger and your middle finger. So he used to demonstrate by showing the thumb and the index finger. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, now we're moving on to another melacha. Capturing, trapping. If you trap a bird, you're not considered trap. It's not considered trapping unless legally you put it in a special cage, because in your house it can still fly around and you still have to chase it to catch it, and it can always fly away. And there as well, if you leave it in your yard, you can run away, and it's not really trapped unless it's inside your house. That's when you're chayv. The Chachamim agree. Chachamim tzipa lemigli. Yes, a bird has to be dafke in this tower. But tzvi, when it comes to a deer, is legina ulechatzer ulebibor chayiv. Even if you didn't trap it in your house, you're just trapping your garden or in your yard, or in a bibur is like in a closed area, you're chayiv. Rashbag says, and the Gemara later will say that Rav Shimon Gamliel is actually explaining the Chachamim. Loi kol habibarin shavin. Rashbag says that not all these closed places are the same. This is the rule. Zekla. Mechusat say the if it's a big yard, let's say, and you have to chase the animal to catch it, then potter. She'ein mechusat say it's pretty small, and you give one jump and you can get it, then you are chayiv. It's as if you trapped it on Shabbos. Now the Gemara explains. Now also we learned in a Mishnah. Ain tzadin dogim min abiborin. You're not allowed to trap or catch fish from this enclosed area, like an aquarium, the yamtiv and yamtiv. Because it's still considered fish, still float around, and therefore it's considered that you are catching it. The ain noistin lifnei mezonis. You're not allowed to feed your fish either. And Rashi says, since you're not allowed to trap it, so it's mukta. And if it's mukta, you're not allowed to feed it. And it tastes has a different way of looking at it. Avol tzadin, but you are allowed to trap chaya. The oif, you're allowed to trap a chaya, and an oif, we'll soon see what it's talking about. Chayv oif, v'noisnin lifnei amazonis. And you're allowed to place food in front of them. Now it says over here clearly, you're allowed to trap a chaya and a bird on Yom Tov. What's going on here? But Aminu has a question. It says, b'borin shel chaya shel oif shel dogim, ain't tzadin mehem b'yom tov. It says that if you have an enclosed area of chayis and birds and fish, you're not allowed to capture on Yom Tov. So it says clearly that chayis you're not allowed to and birds you're not allowed to, even though it's in a closed area. It's a contradiction. But ain't no use of the names, you're not allowed to feed them. Kashi, chaya, chaya. First measure says you're allowed to trap chayis if it's in a closed area, he's not allowed to. And the first measure says you're allowed to trap birds, he's not allowed to. It's bishlem, chaya, chaya, kashi. Harab Yehuda, harabonon. It's not a problem because it will say this is Rabbi Yehuda And this is the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah, said that an animal is not considered trapped unless it's in a house. In a courtyard, it's not considered trapped, or in the biber, it's not considered trapped. Okay, so if you do that on Yom Tov, it's you're trapping. That's right, if you bring them on biber on Yom Tov, if you try to trap them in your biber, you're not allowed to. But according to the Rabbanan, they hold that even in a biber, it's considered as if you trapped it. So if it's inside the biber, there's no problem anymore. However, oifas kasha, we learned in the Mishnah, everyone agrees that a bird inside your house is not considered trapped unless you have a special migdol. So how can it say over here that you're allowed to, in the second place it says you're allowed to be, it says in the first Mishnah, you're allowed to trap a bird. We'll say depends. If it's a covered thing, then it's already considered as if it's trapped. And if it's uncovered, it's not trapped. And therefore, the place that says you're allowed to trap it is talking about if it's already covered. So, well, how can that be? Because we learned even in the house, which is totally covered, it's still not considered trapped if you bring it into the house. And if you catch it in the house, you just trap the bird. Well, bai is the mekaydu, it is covered. Only if you bring it to the migdal, not if you bring it to the house. Amar Rav Huna says, Rabbi Rav Huna, hoch over here, betzipper droi raskina. Our Mishnah, a bird in the house is considered trapped. So if you trap a bird in the house, it's trapped, and the bird's already in the house, and you catch it, it's not considered trapping. But what does our Mishnah seem to say? Our Mishnah is a special kind of bird, a tzipar dror. Normally, dror, we translate, it means free. Over here, dror means, like Rashi says, dira. There's different kinds of birds. There's a domesticated bird, and there's a bird that likes to fly around. Lefish eino mikabelis morris. This tzipar feels at home anywhere it goes. It does not accept the mastership of the owners of the house. Why is it actually called tzipar dror? It feels at home, just like in the field. There's no one set place in the house that it lives, resides, it travels everywhere, flies everywhere. He said that. That's not a question. That's not a question. Here we're talking about a biber godl. And here we're talking about a biber cotton. If it's a large area, you have to still chase it. So therefore, it's called trapping. If it's a small area, it's as if it's there. Heichi domi, what's the definition of biber godl? And heichi domi, biber cotton. What's considered a large enclosed area? What's considered a small enclosed area? Ravashi, he says Ravashi as follows. Kol heicha d'roid basa, you chase after it, umotele b'chachichaya, and you're able to get it with one jump. That's called a biber cotton. Vidach, if you have to continue running after it, biber godl, that's called a large area, and it's not trapped yet. And if you catch it, you're trapping on Shabbos. Inami kol heicha d'nofil tula d'ksolim ha'dodi. If the walls are a certain height, and Tei says in the walls in those days are all the same height. If the walls are a certain height, and the shadow of one wall comes in contact with the shadow of the other wall, so it's a pretty small area, that's called a biber cotton. Vidach biber godl. Inami or kol heicha d'leka iktze biber cotton. Or wherever there aren't any corners, it's called a biber cotton. So there's no place where the animal can hide from you. And either biber godl, but if it has a lot of corners, it's called a biber godl. And therefore, over there, this looks as a trapping. Rabbi Yosef said, that everything depends. It's relative. There's no absolute rules. It depends that if you still have to chase it, or it's more or less there, trapped already. I thought that Rav Shmuel is only explaining, delineating what the Chachamim said when it says Lebibon Chayiv. Lebibon Chayiv is telling you what kind of big bird, and only if it's small, not very big. So Rabbi Yosef Tabaya, what's the difference if the Chacham argue not? I told you the halacha is Shmuel, and that's how it is. Amalei Sabai said to him, Gemara, you teach us, Zemarta Tei should be a song? What do you think, that every word, the words in Gemara are just extra? We need to know exactly what Pshat is. Every word in Gemara has to be understood. So it's like a question mark. Like Rashi says somewhere else, expression, Zovin, Tagra Mikra. You buy on yourself for exactly the same price, and you call yourself a Seicher, a merchant. Same thing over here. It's a question. Gemara, you're teaching us Gemara, you want to be like a song? It doesn't really matter what the words are. We need to know. And Rabbi Yosef doesn't answer, so we don't know what Rabbi Yosef holds. Torah Rabbi learned, Hatzah Tzvi Sumna, if you trap a blind deer, the Yashin or a sleepy deer, Chayiv, you are liable. Could still call trapping, because you can still run away and you're trapping it. Chigit, if it's limping, the Zuckin, or it's old, the Chayil is sick, Potik, because it's like it wasn't going anywhere, so you didn't really trap it. Amalei Bala Rabbi Yosef, Maishnahani, what's the Chilik if it's old, or what's the Chilik or sick, or if it's blind? So Rabbi Yosef answered, "Hani avidi l'rabuyi." Even though an animal, let's say, is blind or half asleep, but it feels a person is about to catch it, it'll run away. So therefore, he's still trapping on Shabbos. Hani l'avi l'rabuyi. But if an animal is very sick, if an animal, let's say, is what do you call it, sick or limping or very old, it's not going to go anywhere. So anyway, by the time we learn choyel chayiv, we learn somewhere else that a sick animal is chayiv. In other words, even a sick animal will run away. A reputation, it depends what kind of sickness. Like kasha, ha b'choyel machmas ishta, if the sickness is because it has a fever, okay. And ha b'choyel machmas, then the animal will still run away. Ha b'choyel machmas uftza, if the animal is emaciated, then it won't run away. Torah Rabbi learned, hatzad chagovim, if somebody traps grasshoppers, and gozin and gozin, which is some other kind of a, what do you call it, of a locust, is a tzirin, bees, vegetation, and mosquitoes, b'shabes, yichayv for catching all of these things. Divrei Rameh, the chachamim say, this is the rule. Kol shebeminay nitza, anything which normally this species is something that people catch, chayv. But if it's not common, for example, bees and mosquitoes, people don't generally capture them, unless they're annoying you, but they don't go out there and start looking for them, then you are potter. Tan idol, another braise, hatzot chagovi b'shasatal, if you trap, let's say, grasshoppers, during the time of the dew, and the dew blinds them. Potter, you are potter, as the Gemara explained. B'shasashedev, and while it's extremely hot, chayiv. You're very chayiv. Because what happens is the dew blinds them, and because it blinds them, they can't really, it's easy, they're trapped already. He makes a comment that if they were coming in a large group, then you are potter. Now, we're not sure what he's trying to say. You're telling me that he's blind. And he's leaving Machmer and saying, because of the dew, they're blind, but it's still like a large group. Only in a large group, that's when you potter, but individuals, even though they're blinded by the dew, your chayiv still trapping, so you're being mekel. Oh yeah, seifuka. You're saying is that what do you call it? You're saying here that it's chayiv when it's very hot out there. You are chayiv, and he's telling you that no, I'm being mekel. You're only chayiv in a large group. Toshba coming here. Hatzad chagovim b'shasatal potter. If you trap grasshoppers during the time of dew, you potter b'shasasher when it's very hot chayiv. Elo ozo ben hamavoy em afilu b'shasasher even though it's very hot. And you tell me chayiv not chayiv. Unless imhoye mekalchos of boys who are coming in a large group, only then coming in a large group, potter ya potter, because that's what they're easily caught. If there's so many of these grasshoppers there, even though it's very hot, it's so easy to be caught. It's not like you're trapping. You don't have to stretch your hand out too far to get them. Mishnah. Tzvi a deer shenichel b'ayis, enter the house. V'noal echad b'fonov. If a deer entered your house and somebody closed the door before them, chayiv, because you just trapped it. The deer entered on its own. So true, you didn't catch it, went out to catch it, but you close the door, it can't walk out, you can't escape. That's how you trap it. What about noli shnayim, two people who will close the door together? Then potter, because that's called shnayim shesu. And each one could have closed the door, so do it together, you potter. According to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. But lo yochel echel linoil, the noli shnayim, what about lo yochel yochel, let's say it was the deer was pushing against the door and he needed the effort of two people. So now it's normal for two people to do it. So Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayiv, chayovin. But Rabbi Shimon holds in all instances two people doing the melacha, you're potter. If you trap a lion on Shabbos, unless you actually put it into its own cage. If you don't put it into its own cage, it's not called trap because it can break out from wherever you put it. Wherever you put it there. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah, what about Yoshev Echad al HaPesach? One guy was sitting by the door, v'loy milu, and the deer could have still walked out between this person and the other side of the door, let's say it was still wide open. Ubo Hashem, he came along another person, v'yoshev, he sat alongside him, so now the deer is trapped. Afa pisha oma darishin v'holokloi. I just skipped the line. Hasheni chayiv. So who did the trapping? The second guy. Because the first guy didn't trap it. The deer could just walk right out. It was the second guy. But what about Yoshev Harishon ala Pesach umilo? The first guy sat down by the door and he trapped the animal. Uvo Hashem, he came along the second guy. The Yoshev Betzid, and he sat next to him, right behind him. Is Afa Pisha Omer Harishon of Halachloi. If even the first guy picked it up and leaves, so now who's trapping the deer? The second guy. Harishon chayiv Hasheni potter. The second guy is potter because he didn't trap it. It was already trapped. He's just continuing or maintaining the trap. Compared to you're closing the door not to trap an animal but to guard it. Turned out to be that there was already a deer inside there, and now you trap a deer. But you had no intention of trapping the deer. Same here. The second guy didn't trap the deer, but the first guy did it. So therefore, you are potter. Says the Gemara. If a bird came to you under your the wings, in other words, inside your jacket, you don't have to open the window. So now it flew into your jacket. So now it sort of can't escape. Is you sit there and hold it there until it's night, and you don't have to open anything up because you're just watching it. You're not really trapping it. Yoshev says in our Mishnah, Yoshev Rishon ala Pesach Melei. The first guy went there and filled the door. And the second guy came then afterwards. Afa Pishom the Rishon. The first guy picked him up and left. Rishon Chayvin Potter. My love, Potter Avolos said, even though Takit Potter, we have a general rule. Whenever it says Potter, we learned before Potter Mahatreira Asur Rabbanon. Because the fact is, the second guy is still trapping it. So over here also, the bird flew in on its own, but you're still holding it there. No. Well, Potter Mutter. Our Mishnah is an exception. Even though it says Potter, it means Potter and Mutter. How can I make sense? The Torah says it says safe for the Mazadim. We're comparing it. You're closing the door of your house in order to watch it. It turned out to be there was a deer inside, and definitely your Mutter. You didn't do anything wrong. McLeod, the Potter or Mutter. The Raya, but when we say now Mishnah Potter, the guy, the second guy is definitely Mutter, totally Mutter. Didn't know anything at all. Says in the right, might as well finish the Perek. Ikadamri, others say, another version of it, Omar Machmitzchok, Afanana Mitanina, he said, I can prove it to you from our Mishnah, Avi Jamari Shavala, Lishan Chayavach, and he put the Mala, put the Mutter. The Chayyid, our Mishnah, when it says, the second guy didn't do anything, therefore he's Potter and Mutter, and even though he's maintaining that trapping, since he didn't do it at all, and he's just maintaining it as Mutter, the same thing over here. The bird flew in and got some caught up, you don't have to let it go, release it. The Gemara says, no, Lav Davka. Potter Avalosa. Maybe the Mishnah means Potter, but also says the Gemara can't be. Hamiktani Sefer. But so the conclusion of the second version is the same as the first. Because since it says in the end of the Mishnah, Holamaz Adoyma, the Noel's Baser, the Shaymer, closing the house to guard the deer, to guard the house. The Nim Tzvi Shaymer, but it turned out to be there's a deer inside. And definitely you Potter completely. What you do? You Mutter. McLeod, the Potter, Mutter, Shmamina. Omash Mosa Shmuel. Call Ptude the Shabbos Potter Avolosa. Every time it says anywhere in Shabbos Potter, it's Potter but Asur. Levar Mahani class, except for these three. The Potter Mutter. Chodaha, our case over here. Umay the Potter Mutter. And how do I know that Potter over here means Mutter, that if the first guy closed the whole area and trapped the deer, and then you're sitting behind him, then he walks away. You don't have to walk away. How do I know it's Mutter? The Tani Sefer, the Mazadayim, the Noel, basically showing me somebody closed his house. To lock the house, and turn it to be the deer that you are mutter. Vidach, another case. Hamapis musa b'shabbos. If you release a boil, you make a hole in the boil on Shabbos to release the pus. Im las lepef. You want it to be like an opening, which means you want the pus to come out, but you want the air to come in. That's a door, has to be two way. Then chayev, you are chayev. Im lahoitzim and alechav. All you want is to extract the pus, and then after you don't care if it closes up afterwards. Then potter, you are potter. And here it's mutter. When my the potter mutter, how do I know it's only mutter? Because now we know the rule. Because it's painful, you're allowed to. Machat shel yad, a needle. A little bas akaitz. That you're allowed to have a needle to remove, to extract a splinter. And why? Because it's painful, we're allowed to do that. Are you making a hole? Because you don't care. Once you remove the splinter, you don't care if it seals up straight away. So you don't really want a door. Another case, the Chatzonach b'Shabbos. We trap a snake on Shabbos because it's scared. It might bite people. We had this in the beginning of from the beginning. Even is asking Moshe Yishchenu if your intention is that the snake shouldn't bite. You don't really want the snake for itself. You just want it shouldn't bite anybody. Potter. Even the fool, if you want it for medicine, chayv. When we buy the potter, mutter, I know means potter, mutter. Now we learn koyfin kaid al aner. It says you're allowed to cover a plate on a candle b'shvil shaloi te'echaz b'koyda. It's scared that your roof will catch on fire, so you're allowed to cover it. And even though we learned before, you're not allowed to move a plate to cover something which is not mukzah. And this fire is mukzah. And yet we allow you to cover it, and there's Tony Mutter. Val soya shall cut and also on the dung of the child, which again is mukzah. Val akrav and a scorpion shaloi tishach. You're allowed to cover it on a scorpion that shouldn't bite. Even though that now you trapped it. it doesn't matter because it's to melacha shein tzicha legufa, and even though that's part of also, but here because of the pain, you're allowed to do that. So that's hadna lecha oreg. This finishes the 13th peidik, and then we start the 14th peidik. Okay, good luck, everybody.